Government has again assured Ghanaians that the country is calm and there is no cause for alarm, even in the face of a few skirmishes in some parts of the country. At a high-level meeting to review the country's security at Flagstaff House in Accra, heads of the various security agencies said they are on top of their work and adequate measures are in place to mitigate incidences of violence. The meeting reviewed the recent murder in Kumasi and Obuasi, activities of foreign illegal miners, and fire outbreaks in the markets. A report by Pascaline Adadevo.
The Chief of Staff, Prosper Bani, the Minister of the Interior, Kwesi Ahoy, sat in the meeting with the Chief of the Defence Staff, Vice Admiral Matthew Kwashi, and Service Commanders, the Acting Inspector General of Police, Mohammed Alassan, Director General of the Ghana Prisons Immigration and Fire Service. The others were the National Security Coordinator, Lieutenant Colonel Larry Gbevlo Lati, the Director of the Bureau of National Investigation, and the Coordinator of NADMO, the Minister of Information and Media Relations, Mahama Yariga, who briefed the media after the meeting, said issues of improving joint patrols and measures to resource the security agencies to be swift in response to situations were discussed. This does not only impact positively on citizens, but the investor community as well.
Broadly, it is to create a safer society for all of us, enhance the confidence of the public, and to continue to build on the work that has been done by the president in marketing the country as a safe investment destination. And so these are broadly the issues that the meeting dealt with.
Mr. Ayariga hinted on some of the critical areas that were extensively discussed.
Fire service provided some indications of work that is taking place in terms of investigating the causes of the fires and measures that they are taking to deal with those ones. For instance, they have started working with the Ghana Police Service to increase the surveillance around markets. The police service started the patrols around the markets, but there was a need to do it with the fire service because it became obvious that the fire service would be able to give the police some better pointers as to where to carry out surveillance. The meeting adopted an approach that looked at the Galamse issue comprehensively. There's a realization that it's an issue that cuts across different sectors. There's a simple issue of the legislative framework for granting permits and concessions for people to carry out small-scale mining activities.
On relations between security agencies and the media, the minister said the Chief of the Defence Staff, Vice Admiral Kwashi, again apologised for the manhandling of a media person at the last Independence Day anniversary. He noted that though the attack is uncalled for, both personnel must learn to appreciate each other.
The CDS did apologise for what happened at the Independence Square, and we have discussions regarding going forward measures to build a proper relationship between the media and the security personnel. Because there's a need for that understanding between the media and the security personnel, because when they have to deal with a specific security situation, they also require the cooperation of the media.
At the Flagstaff House, to pay a courtesy call on President Mahama was a former president of Nigeria, Major General Yakubu Gowon. He is attending an anti-money laundering conference in Accra.
Pascaline Adadevo reporting.